I want you to come with me to Romans chapter 11. And we're going to start with verse 33. Because in case you forgot, when he wrote this letter, it didn't have numbers. Okay? He says, because this connects with what God showed us on Sunday about the incredible Father and loving God that we serve. Oh, the depth of the riches of the wisdom and the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and his path beyond tracing out. Who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Who has ever given God that God should repay him? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Huh? This is your spiritual act of worship. Now, in my book, I don't qualify my body with that kind of incredible power. But God does. St. Paul is teaching us that we can worship our Father with our body. Verse 2. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Now, we've talked about the renewing of our mind, but renewing our mind is to change it to make it fit what God says. And in my book, I have a hard time with this mind of mine. It sometimes wants to do what it wants to do, does what it feels like doing, and later I realize that I have not pleased him. So, what do? We cry out for help. Renewing my mind is something that I cannot do without his help, without his grace, without his mercy, without his favor. I'd like to wave this little hand here and say, okay, it's all done. I'm yours now. My mind is yours. Yours and mine are one. But in my book, it's procedural. It takes time. But then, if you notice, the next part says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. His good, pleasing, and perfect will. His good, his pleasing, and perfect will. God's will for me is to give him what I have. And when I give it to him, what will happen? Things will begin to change. Transformation will take place. New ways of responding will happen. You'll maybe walking in an old place and start thinking new thoughts because the Holy Spirit is opening you up. When you're walking in old ways without his help, you'll continue doing the wrong thing. But when you're walking with him and you're asking for help, he will give you the discernment. Again, I respond, verse 2, part B, then you will be able to test and approve. See, the ability comes when you and I submit. So there are corners that you might not like about yourself. How many have a few corners they would like to readjust? Without the Holy Spirit, you're not going to be able to do it. You won't. You're going to stay in the old pattern. You're going to stay stuck in the old ways. That's why he released his Spirit. And you have an example in Acts chapter 2. Here you got Peter, who's a real flunky, runs away, goes back to fishing, and then later when the Holy Ghost comes down, he talks to the leaders of Israel like he's the king, like he's the high priest. He's giving them a teaching that he could have never done without the Holy Ghost. Then they go off and they do what the Word had told them to do when he was present with them. But now he's present with them by his Spirit in them. And he's present in you and me by his Spirit in us. So if he is present in you and me, then that means that this body becomes a temple of? Yes, his. Now, you have an argument with him. He'll let you in for a while.
Amen.
And then all of a sudden, he starts giving you a little bit of a hint. How about if you do it my way? And that might take years. So what I'm saying to you is don't give up, because you see, you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. And verse 3, for by grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment in accordance with the measure of faith God has given to you. So that means get off the neighbor's case. Get off mom and dad's case. Get off your brothers and sisters' case. Why? Because your measure of faith in the other is different than you. Do you ever have a family member that drove you cuckoo? Thank you. I had the same problem. And one day, I'm very angry at my dad because he's drinking himself to death. He's driving around with the trunk full of booze. By the case full. And I'm angry. And I said, Lord, he's killing himself. When are you going to stop him? He says, when you get off the case. Yeah. I had already been to the police station. I had given him a report that he was driving drunk. Guess what? He would be like a fish. He would just go between and whatever, and he never got caught. I was angry. I wanted him to get caught.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah. Guess who was in the control room? Wasn't the Holy Ghost. And one day I said, Lord, I am so tired of this. He says, so am I. I said, will you tell me what is going on? He says, the very same spirit that's in you is in him, keeping you apart. I said, Lord, what is it? He said, continue to pray, and when you get off your high horse, I will talk with you. Did I give you a clue? Who was the high horse? Yeah! So about a week and a half later, when I had been humbled a little bit, he said, it's the spirit of pride in both of you that is trying for both of you to die. That was his purpose. The demons have one thing in common. Steal,
kill,
and destroy. Does that mean that you need to go around screaming at all the devils that are out there? No! The more you give yourself to the Lord, he'll clean you up. The more you trust him, this body belongs to him.
He will clean you up and me too.
Gabby said, Pepe, why do you have to yell? I said, sometimes because Daddy has to yell at you. Maybe I have to yell at some because I'm yelling to myself. Verse 4. Just as each of us has own one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we who are many from one body form one body, and each member belongs to all the others. Ha ha. Your intercession can set me free, and my intercession can set you free. My right hand can eliminate an itch on my left shoulder. My right foot can really do a number when I'm running, but without it, I wouldn't run at all. What I'm saying is we need each other. And when we submit to Him, every part of the body does its work. And the freedom that He's designed for each of us will manifest. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes and put one hand over your heart. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
whatever has irritated me,
I'm asking now
for your grace, and your favor.
To take me higher, to release healing to myself,
and my old way of thinking.
I'm asking now
to give me the grace
to receive the mind of Christ by faith,
to think like Him,
to respond like Him,
to react like Him,
and to set those free
that have been an irritation to me.
It might even be me that's an irritation.
But I can forgive myself
this night
and trust the Holy Ghost
and the blood of the Lamb
that has set me free
to walk in that freedom
without fear, because God did not
give me a spirit of fear.
He gave me power,
love,
and a sound mind.
Hallelujah.